everybody. I'm Kate Conroy.
And I'm Vinny Civitello.
And this is Other People's Business, which is a podcast from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, which is the largest statewide business association, I think, in the country.
In the galaxy.
In the galaxy, obviously.
How we're going to keep pushing that.
How can I forget? For more information about us, visit njbia.org.
So today on our show, we have Stephanie Reel, the head of our Member Action Center. So it's actually more of an Our People's Business episode this time around.
Exactly.
But Stephanie, say hi, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here. I run NJBIA's Member Action Center, which is probably one of the coolest jobs in the building.
It is one of the coolest jobs in the building. Actually, I gotta say, I've always been very impressed with Stephanie, but she took it to a new level this summer. Can you remind us, how many miles per week do you walk, and how many weeks along are you?
I am 1 month outside of my due date.
Wow.
For creating another little reel. And I'm walking 16 miles a week. We have to stop soon. I acknowledge that. I just don't know when.
If I walk 16 miles a year, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's it just always amazes me. So we will get started with an icebreaker. What is the farthest from home that you have ever been? And one of us can probably go first, and if you need a little time to think about that.
Pennsylvania? It's like a whole nother world out there. You know, you can't turn left. I have to cut across like four lanes of traffic.
It's safer that way.
Yeah.
When you have the green arrow.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, the jug handles are not a thing anywhere else in the world. They're awful. When I moved here, I was like, what is this craziness?
No, I think I've gotten used to it just because I've been driving in New Jersey the whole time that I've been, you know.
I hate them.
An adult driving. But yeah, they call things, Sprinkles and Jimmy's, Heroes and Hoagies, you know.
Yes.
Taylor ham and pork hole.
Ew.
So yeah, but no, Greece. I went to Greece.
Oh, wow.
Athens, Delphi. Saw the belly button of the earth.
Not a thing.
It's a thing, I promise you. Google it. It's basically a rock in the ground. And, you know, for what it's worth, Earth is an Audi because it protrudes out. I guess it doesn't surprise me that they would look, that they would think that Delphi was the center of all that there was, because, you know, this was thousands of years ago. And
right.
That was the story that Zeus let these two, I guess it was eagles, go. And wherever they met in the center, that was where the center of the world must be. But it surprises me that they would look at a rock in the ground and be like, that's the Earth's belly button.
That is it's a little weird. Interesting. All right, Steph, what's the farthest away you've ever been from home?
I've been to Antarctica.
You can do that?
What? Explain.
Yeah. So you can do it. It's got to go through like a specific tour company, and you go out on an icebreaker, because obviously you can't have your little rowboat out there because there's like chunks of ice everywhere.
Oh, God.
And it's 100 people that are allowed on the island at any one time. At least this was when I went years ago. By now there's a Starbucks, I'm sure.
God willing.
A Hard Rock Antarctica.
God willing. Yeah.
But there was 100 people and a bunch of penguins.
Do they really dance? No, I'm kidding.
What is on Antarctica to see?
So part of it has a Chilean research station.
Oh.
They were thrilled to see us because, as you can imagine, they don't get a lot of visitors.
Wow.
And then a lot of penguins and some hot springs.
Ooh, did anybody go in the hot springs?
A lot of people went in the hot springs.
Well, you would figure it's probably like negative 400
degrees.
I know,
how cold was it?
So apparently you had to go in, I didn't go in, but you had to go in and mix the really scalding water with the really cold water to have a hot spring bath. But the temperature in the summer when we went was just like it would be here in the winter, like the 30s and 20s.
Wow.
And that's their summer.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we went in the winter, which was their summer.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, the Chilean researchers, are they there year-round during the winter?
Yeah. And so they get very excited when people want to tour their facility.
Wow.
Because they don't see a lot other than each other.
And the penguins.
And the penguins.
Right. Any other wildlife?
We were in a Zodiac because obviously there's no dock
right
to take. So we were in a Zodiac, and maybe, I don't know, like 25, 50 feet from us, a gigantic humpback whale breached.
Wow.
So it was very cool to be that close. I mean, you could see all the barnacles on him or her, because I didn't get that close, but you could see everything on the whale, and the whale kept swimming under the Zodiac and then resurfacing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So if he had like come up under you, or if his tail or whatever, you would have capsized?
Yeah, we had life vests on.
That's nuts.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to be in the water in Antarctica, like, or around Antarctica. I mean, you'd probably die instantly.
Right, hypothermia sets in momentarily.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but you know, everybody that I tell the story to says that, but the whale, it was just like there was a sense that the whale was just kind of playing and was not aggressive. You just kind of had this peaceful sense.
By the way, aren't Zodiacs manufactured by a BIA member? Zodiac Aerospace, right?
Oh, I saw them at Made in New Jersey.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Shout out to a member.
Shout out to members.
So you, how did you get there? How long was the cruise, I guess, to get there?
Yeah, so you fly down to Buenos Aires and spend some time there, and then you take the cruise from there. So I think it was a couple-week trip. It was right after Christmas. We were actually on the boat on New Year's Eve and hitting 40-foot waves.
Yeah. 40-foot, like...
At what point is that considered a tsunami?
Seriously. Like, you know.
For that particular area of the ocean, it's very typical. So for us...
That's their normal.
Yeah. I mean, if it was the days of YouTube, we definitely would have been there with our phones and everything like that. Mm. But of course, it wasn't. And so it's very typical. The ship was outfitted just to do like a lockdown so that everything gets nailed to the floor, literally, so that, you know, nobody's walking through the dining area and getting hit with a baby grand piano or something. That's,
sure.
God.
So, yeah, it was a New Year's Eve like none I've ever had before.
So have you ever considered going to the other continents just because so few people can say they've been to all of them if you've been to the hardest one to get to?
Yeah, that's
point,
a good,
you know?
Call. What do you think?
I've been to all of them but Africa right now.
Is that on your to-do list, like, at some point, you know?
Yeah,
no,
after maybe. I have the baby.
Sure.
That's the first priority. But,
sure.
But yeah, actually, my mom's probably going to go on a safari there soon.
Oh, cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because it's also the only continent she hasn't been to.
Huh?
I was in...
Wait, so she also... Wait, did she go with you on the... I'm sorry.
Yeah. So she... I'm kind of cheating with Asia because I was in Turkey and just kind of... It was one of those... We were right on the border, and if you just put your foot over, you could say you're in that continent.
Right. Okay.
So I'm kind of... cheating there, but
okay.
You're such a cheater.
But I'm gonna consider it. I'm gonna consider it a bucket list check off.
Okay, all right.
I think you definitely could.
What about you?
For me, it's France, I spent, I guess it was 2.5 weeks as an exchange student in the south of France when I was 15 years old, and it was just incredibly amazing. France smells like lavender and sea salt, which, I mean, I swear to God, which sounds like a fancy bathroom, I guess, here, but I swear it was just phenomenal. The bad thing is, the shame of it is that I was 15, so I didn't make very good choices about what to do with my time, you know.
Well, what'd you do?
We went to the mall, you know.
The mall.
We went to McDonald's.
I was gonna say, when I went to Greece, I went to McDonald's,
right.
You know, like, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we as Americans were used to it, you know.
Yes.
Hopefully you ate other stuff while you were there, too.
I did. But, so the first 2.5 weeks was the south of France, and then we did a week in Paris. And, oh my goodness, there was a cafe at the very top of the Musée d'Orsay, which is a museum, made out of an old train station in Paris. It was the best vanilla ice cream I've ever had. I don't remember the artwork that I saw at the Musée d'Orsay, but the vanilla ice cream was just phenomenal. I still think about it.
You still think?
I do. I
must
still
have been
think
very
about
good ice cream.
It was really good ice cream.
I still think about ice cream I got out of the outside of the Palace de Versailles.
Oh,
because to this
yes.
day, it is the best vanilla ice cream. I still think about that. If I could just get that.
I
thought you were going to say, like, the ice cream in Antarctica.
No, yeah.
I wonder if France is just has good ice cream.
Good ice cream, yeah. They're known for their wine, but maybe they should be known for their ice cream.
They should. I totally.
All right. So in our first podcast, we joked about the Member Action Center and what it would be like if Darth Vader were running it, the kinds of benefits he would offer, like planetary destruction and torture and everything. Stephanie is actually our Darth Vader. She runs our Member Action Center here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it's like under you?
So I prefer Princess Leia.
Sure. I mean, hey, Darth Vader does turn good at the end of the movie.
Spoiler alert.
The statute of limitations on Return of the Jedi spoilers, probably long over now. But if you haven't gotten into Star Wars by now, I think, like, your time has passed. Like,
no.
By now, like, they're making so many movies where you jump around in chronology. Like, if I have to spend, like, 10 minutes explaining to somebody, like, okay, first you watch this movie, and then you go back, and now it's 30 years before, it's too late.
All right, yeah, but they should still go back and watch the original
three. I mean, if you've got the real hunkering to do it. Obviously, they're amazing films, but, you know,
I mean,
like,
you know,
it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway. Princess Leia.
Sorry. Princess Leia of NJBIA has never seen Star Wars.
What?
So I'm going to take our host's advice.
Just, it's over. Yeah.
No, you can't leave it that way. Eventually, LJ is going to want to see
it. No, and see, I've put a lot of thought into this, too. Because I just had a baby girl, and I've decided I'm probably not going to show her the movies. Because, like, think about it like this. The original three are, like, 1970s, 1980s movies. So they're a lot slower than the movies that you would watch today.
Yeah.
But then you make it to the prequels, and, like, spoiler alert for Return of the or Revenge of the Sith, like, that does not end well for Anakin. He gets, like, burned alive. The Natalie Portman dies. Like,
wow, I never saw that, so thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know. So there you go. But no, it's not a movie that I would want to show a kid. And so, like, how do you show them the rest of them and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're skipping this one here, you know?
I mean, that's how you do it. Like, we didn't watch the prequels.
But then it doesn't make any sense.
It can, though.
No. But I mean, like, if you were going to show them the prequels at all, like, mm-mm, you wouldn't want to finish it knowing, like, it ends really, really dark.
Right. No, I wouldn't show them the second set of three because they were so bad.
But then, like, the first set of three would be slower by today's, you know.
I'm
sorry.
I can't believe that we're...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, Stephanie, you were saying?
So, because I'm always answering member questions, I haven't gotten a chance to watch Star Wars. So part of what I do here is I answer any and all business questions that come in. And as you can imagine, with 20,000 member companies, you hear a lot of stuff that you can use at cocktail parties.
It's, you know, it's true. Our offices, for our listeners, Stephanie's office is not that far away from mine, and I often can overhear her answering questions, and my mind just boggles sometimes. So why don't you go ahead and share some stories, because they're always so fun.
We have heard about affairs.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Who calls NJBIA?
To discuss an affair, right? Wow. Yeah, so we've heard about affairs where, in this case, it was two employees that were having an affair, and the one employee was the supervisor, and the other was, for lack of a better word, the subordinate.
Okay.
And the rest of the employees on the shop floor were very upset because, for a lot of reasons, they felt that this woman who was being supervised by the man she was having an affair with was getting preferable treatment.
So this was an open secret? Everybody knew?
Well, everybody knew except for the business owner who came in on Monday morning to find a letter from all of his workers saying that they were going to strike unless this was addressed.
Oh my God.
So you know when you walk into the office on a Monday morning and you're kind of just getting into the swing of things?
Of course, yeah. Case of the Mondays.
Yes. And the phone was ringing with such urgency that I could just tell it was someone stressed on the other line.
Yeah.
And it was this employer that had walked in on Monday morning to find out about the affair and try to decide what to do. We have, you know, other people that are calling us with more, I guess, mundane questions. Like, for instance, now that it's summer, what do we do about somebody who wants to bring their child into work? What liability is there for us? You know, we want to be a business-friendly employer, but what do we do if, you know, someone wants to bring their child in and we don't really feel like the child can be safely accommodated? So the questions run the gamut.
So what was the advice that you gave the employer whose employees were having an affair?
Well, in this case, there were two factories on the same plant. And so one of the things that we said that they might want to consider is that they might want to consider moving the employee who was a manager to the other factory and separating the employees for the time being. This employer didn't have a handbook. And so, you know, a handbook can address...
Wow. I know, right? Yeah. It's your first mistake.
A handbook can address, you know, things like inter-office romances or, you know, if there's some sort of relationship between a supervisor and staff, that kind of thing. And in the end, we also told him he needed to get an attorney.
Right.
Because there could have been multiple lawsuits.
Ouch.
Yeah, so it was a little crazy. We've also had someone who called us because one of their employees was supposedly threatening another employee with scissors.
Shut the front door.
Like, what?
So this reminds me of the Cheers episode where Frasier's running around the bar
with scissors.
I'm running with scissors.
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a seamstress shop.
Oh, I want to understand the course of events that takes you from like Monday morning, like you said before, Monday morning, you're coming in, you put your coffee down, whatever, and then you just grab a pair of scissors and chase after. So like, what has to go through your head to get you to that point?
Yeah.
Well, what was funny in this case was that the employer automatically sided with the person that was being accused.
Naturally.
Because it was a seamstress, yes. It was a seamstress shop. And the person that was being accused was this sweet, as the employer describes it to me, this sweet grandmother who bakes fudge for everybody, would never attack anybody with scissors.
I think that makes so the there story were scissors, a lot funnier.
Yeah, it does.
There were scissors at the ready, right? Just like we would have pens at the ready here. There were sharp.
And I mean, fabric scissors are much, much sharper than regular scissors. Yes, they are.
The employer sides with the grandmother and says, well, this other person who's alleging that you, who's the best baker in the office, are chasing them around with scissors is clearly off their rocker. The employer fires the person making the accusation without any kind of investigation or conversation.
Fires the person who complained about being chased by scissors.
Yes.
Chased by persons. Yeah.
It's a tongue twister in its own right.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So what was the end game of the sweet grandmother who was doing the chasing?
Yeah, do we know the motivation?
Like was she going to get the person up against a wall and be like, listen, fill in the... I mean, what is the end game?
It's attempted murder is what it is.
Thank you. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to say it, but kind of is.
Yeah, wow. So in this case, the employer called us because now... After kind of making an emotional decision without an investigation, they said, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
We may have left ourselves open for a lawsuit because the police were not called or anything like that. And so then it was a matter of kind of trying to help them untangle the situation. And then ultimately, again, referred to an attorney. So not every call is referred to an attorney, but we will refer to an attorney if we feel like there's a legal issue because we're not attorneys here. We're not licensed to practice.
Right.
So we're only consultants. And if it's beyond us because it's a legal matter or because it's a criminal matter, then we have to tell them to call an attorney.
My mind is still reeling.
Yes, I'm speechless. Yeah.
I think we have to move on because I just don't even...
What do you got?
All right, I have another icebreaker, although the ice is definitely broken.
Nah.
You have some very interesting social media habits, but the one...
Please clarify.
Well, first of all, you refuse to be friends on Facebook with your coworkers.
Yes.
And actually, two episodes ago, we learned why that's a bad
idea. We learned.
Okay. Yes.
Shout out to Laura Lang from Archer Law.
Yes.
That was an episode that changed my life.
Yeah, yes. Sure. It's part of me now.
Seriously. Okay, but the thing that Stephanie does that's really funny is that you love Pinterest, but you're a creeper.
Yes, I don't have an account, so I just creep through.
What is that?
I didn't even think you could do that.
I don't think you're... How?
Oh, through Google Images? Yeah, I was going to say,
Google Images, I creep.
Oh.
I do that sometimes where, like, I'll Google stuff and an image comes up, and if it's on Pinterest and I click on it, they tell you, like, you need to have an account even just to, like, zoom in, look at what the text on the page is, anything like that.
Yeah, so I'm not ready for that strong of a commitment to Pinterest.
Wow.
But you love Pinterest.
I love Pinterest. My husband does not love Pinterest.
How do you love something but not have a desire to commit to it? You know?
My husband does not love Pinterest. As we always say, we are one Pinterest project away from a divorce.
I feel like every couple is like that.
Because I'm like, oh, let's just go get a palette and we can clearly make an outdoor bar that will be fit to serve our friends and will be the envy of everyone in the neighborhood.
Marriage was definitely invented before Pinterest. That's for good reason.
100%.
Yeah.
And everybody's seen that palette thing come up on their Facebook feed.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So I can see in Kate's eyes that she's looking to wrap it up, but it occurs to me that while we talked about some of the funnier calls you've gotten at the MAG, we never actually talked about the real benefits you offer. So tell us about them.
So members can call us anytime during regular business hours and they can get unlimited access for HR and business issues. So that could be anything from having an issue with the Department of Labor. Like for instance, one of our members was getting billed to the wrong business address, and then the department started charging them interest because they weren't paying the bill.
Oh no.
But it was only because the department had the wrong address. So we were able to be a liaison with the member and the department to get the issue resolved. And the Department of Labor was very apologetic about it. As you can imagine, a huge department that tries to keep track of like 200,000 businesses. So a mistake is going to happen. But the point being that we knew who to put this member in touch with to resolve it much quicker than he would have been able to on his own. And so there's help with cutting through government bureaucracy, cutting through government red tape. We're also able to answer general HR questions. Maybe a member just wants a second opinion on an HR issue, or maybe they don't have an HR department and they've never come up against somebody who needs to take leave or a pregnancy or something like that. We can help with those issues as well. Earlier when we were talking today, we talked about the need for attorneys. And so within our membership at NJBIA, we have a ton of attorneys that are always willing to help our members. And so if a member has some sort of an issue, we're usually able to connect them with an attorney that can do a free legal consultation and kind of give them their guidance that they need for what direction to turn to. And we have actually an established program on HR issues, which is our free legal hotline operated through Jackson Lewis, which gives every member 30 minutes of free legal consultation a month.
Cool.
So we've been asked, if I don't use my 30 minutes,
can I bank it?
Yeah. Can I bank it? And yeah. Can I just take?
I'm guessing no.
Yeah, the answer is no. And that is a real question that's coming through the Member Action Center.
That is hilarious.
So someone was just going to bank all of their issues and I guess get a free handbook written.
Wow.
As a result. And so 30 minutes a month, it's kind of use it or lose it. And the
So if you ever wind up in a position where one of your employees chases another with a pair of scissors, you know to call Stephanie Real.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And the last thing we have that we just started this year is what we're calling a municipal assistance program. And that's for somebody that would have problems with a municipal issue. Like, for instance, you know, the municipality just closed the street that your business is located right before your sidewalk sale.
Oh, my.
Or something like that. We might be able to help in situations like that.
Cool.
Excellent.
So there's no day that's the same.
I bet.
Because we never know who's going to be on the phone when it rings. And that's
a great part
of our job.
At least it keeps your life interesting, you know? Yeah.
Yep. And it's a great feeling to leave every day knowing that you've helped a business.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
All right. So I think we've got one question left. It's my favorite question. It's currently my favorite question. What are you hoping for this week?
So I guess this week, yeah, I feel like my one of my hoping fors are going to be really mundane for a long time, because we just had the baby within the last month and we've kind of neglected a lot of the chores that we would normally do because she's so high maintenance, you know, like, so.
Wait till she's 13.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm
gonna
say that about her.
Yeah. Well, by 13, maybe she can be doing the chores, you know. But like, so we've let the lawn go for a while, and it's been maybe like a month and a half since we've mowed the lawn. And so when you let it get that far, you've got like a jungle in your front yard, and it takes like 10 hours to get through it. So my hope is that it's not that far gone yet, even though I think we're getting there, and then I can just kind of like plow through it.
Nice.
How about you?
Well, I actually have to throw back to the chicory from episode 3.
The chicory, yes. So, you know, for people that, quickly go through it again just so people know.
All right.
In case
so,
they didn't hear that episode.
You can hear the full story of this stolen, it's liberated.
I believe it was episode 3.
Episode 3. I liberated the chicory from the side of the road. I put it in my backyard. It wasn't doing well. I gave it some Miracle-Gro and it bounced back. But now it's kind of fading again.
I love how you planted a weed in your garden and you needed to give it Miracle-Gro for it to actually spread.
Yeah, well, I hope it spreads. Right now I'm just hoping it'll bloom because it's just not doing well.
Unbelievable.
I know. So my hope this weekend is for me to give it more Miracle-Gro.
We should actually check back in every episode until we know for sure that the chicory is okay. All right, so Stephanie?
Well, I'm Vinny's neighbor, so I'm going to call the Division of Property Maintenance on him. And my hope is that he gets his lawn in order.
If my neighbors are listening to this, I promise you they are like real close to doing it. Because everybody on my block is super into their lawn but us. You know, like, it's not like I don't care.
Right.
It's just that we have so much other stuff to do. Yeah. Everybody else on our block is retired. They mow their lawns every other day. Like, no kidding around. We hear the lawnmowers going every other day. People from our block have actually kind of approached us. us about this stuff. Like, you know, like, you and that's it? When you know it's bad. But yeah, so, wow. No, they, believe me, they're on it. Yeah.
Because you can call the Member Action Center, and we will give sure. you the name and number of someone that you can call in the municipality.
Yeah, I have 30 minutes of an attorney, so watch out. Yeah.
Only on labor issues.
Okay. Hey, believe me, the amount of labor that it's going to take to mow this lawn.
But in all seriousness, you know when you go to a hibachi place?
Sure.
And you get seated with just a hodgepodge of people, and you think, wouldn't it be cool to get my own table?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've ever thought that. Maybe I have with my sheltered life, but we're actually getting a full hibachi table. We got 20.
In your house?
No, we're going out for hibachi.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
We got like 20-some people to all go out for hibachi to celebrate my birthday.
That's awesome.
Yay! When's your birthday?
So it's the end of the month.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, so we would normally have people over the house, but because I'm very pregnant, I don't really want to entertain, and so we just organized a hibachi outing.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic.
So I think it can hold, the table can hold 22 and we only have 20. So that means that there's going to be some poor couple like on a first date or something that's going to be with me and my crazy family and friends.
And you watch those two people are going to be what makes it all awkward. Like they're going to be really loud.
So
that's fantastic. All right. So I think that is our show. Please subscribe.
Yeah, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Echo, basically anywhere you can get a podcast, we're on it. So by all means, subscribe. Also, rate us. I mean, if you could give us the 5 stars if you love us on iTunes or any other network that you listen to this on, please rate us. If you don't like us, you know, by all means, write into opb@njbia.org. Let us know what we're doing wrong, and you know, we can improve.
Absolutely.
We're still Parks and Rec season winning this thing, even
though. Still Parks and Rec season winning this thing.
And can I give a shameless plug for the Member Action Center?
Sure.
By all means.
So if you need to reach us.
Isn't that what we're doing this whole episode?
But I never gave contact information.
So of course. Tell us how we can get all of the Member Action Center.
So the easiest way to get us is to email us member411@njbia.org.
Cool.
Got it. Awesome. Yeah, just a quick thank you to our early subscribers. You guys are sharing the podcast love, and we really, really appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.